morning, everybody. So, I've been told a lot that I judge people, and it comes out when I talk to people and I look at them. And there was a time when I was supervising an individual for probably about 5 years, and every time I would pay the person a compliment for whatever they were doing, or even just, you know, ask them how their day was, they would always end saying, "Well, why are you judging me?" And, you know, I'd answer like, "I'm not. You know, I just really want to know, you know, if you had a good weekend or how your day went, or, you know, I'm just trying to compliment you and say, hey, you did a good job with whatever work you were doing." And no matter what, I couldn't get it to sound sincere to that person. So eventually I found my way to something along the lines of a life coach, an advisor, we'll say. And so I told this person, I said, you know, that's one thing I'm really trying to work on is to become and seem more sincere to the people that I communicate with and to not come off as judgy, so to speak. And she told me that whenever someone says something to me in response to a question about how they're doing or, you know, how a day went or an event or something like that, and once I say, "Oh, that sounds great," or "good," or "bad," then that's me assigning my own value to what they did, rather than letting them say they felt it was a good event or a good experience or something along those lines. And so, you know, it was suggested that I go ahead and stop using those terms and just, you know, respond with, "Oh, okay, that sounds interesting," or something along those lines, where I'm not assigning a specific value to it. It's very difficult to do. And I just think that it's a super extraordinary thing that people do when they're able to not assign value immediately to someone else's experiences. And they're able to sit and listen and then garner from that person that's communicating to them the value of the experience that they had. It's a very difficult thing to do, though. But it's also amazing that people take their own views and then they assign values to the comment that you make. And granted, that is what communication is. It's, you know, trying to figure out what the meaning of what a person is saying. And it's so hard nowadays for a person to take what's said on the surface for exactly what it is, what's said on the surface. To where someone's saying, "Hey, that's good," that means that the person saying that's good thinks it's good. It doesn't necessarily mean that the person that is receiving has to think it's good or bad. It's not trying to force it one way or another. But that is what it is. So next time you're talking to somebody or communicating with somebody, try and hear the different nuances that go on in their voices and just think about, you know, they really probably just mean what they say, rather than assigning your own value to what they're saying based off of your own experiences. It's just a little something to consider.